Governor Rick Scott, once a staunch opponent of the federal health law, stunned his supporters and his opponents when he endorsed the law's expansion of the Medicaid program and the $50 billion of federal Medicaid money that would flow to the state over the next decade to support a million more poor Floridians on the state's Medicaid rolls.
I cannot, in good conscience, deny the uninsured access to care.
That reversal angered Republicans, and in the opening weeks of the 2013 legislative session, both the House and Senate rejected the Medicaid expansion. Coverage for those additional million-eligible Floridians looked dim until the Senate came up with a plan. Use the federal money to give those 1 million Medicaid-eligible Floridians private health plans. The House crafted its own proposal to give 115,000 of those people state-funded vouchers to purchase private coverage and reject the federal money. And that's where the two sides have been ever since, in a stalemate.
By extending health care coverage to 1 million uninsured working Floridians, the state of Florida will save more than $430 million a year, create 121,000 jobs, and deliver care to those who need it the most.
Meanwhile, healthcare advocacy groups like the Florida Hospital Association and its lobbying campaign, Florida Remedy, amped up the pressure, running ads like this one statewide, urging lawmakers to accept the federal dollars and insure more people. For hospitals, it's a matter of dollars and cents. Treating uninsured patients costs Florida hospitals $3 billion a year. To make up for that loss, people with insurance are often charged more. Florida Hospital Association President Bruce Rubin calls it a hidden tax.
If we don't cover people through Medicaid, the important thing to understand is that we will still pay.
The Senate's plan is the favorite among the hospitals and business groups like the Florida Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Florida. If more people sign up for Medicaid, the businesses could stave off having to pay some of the penalties outlined under the federal health law they would have otherwise incurred for not insuring employees. The groups pushing to take the Medicaid money are also strange bedfellows. Senate Republicans and Democrats, a conservative governor once against and now for the Medicaid expansion, business groups normally suspicious of Washington and regulation. On any other issue, it would sound like a winning deal. But there is another force equally as strong and equally as stubborn, the Florida House.
I had the privilege of leading the House, and I know the House, the history, the rich history of the House, and the conservatism that they espouse. And I understand where they're coming from. But I also hope that they will be listening to us.
Senator John Thrasher on the House's conservatism. Republicans in that chamber have been adamantly opposed to pulling down federal money. They say Washington can't be trusted, that Medicaid is broken. Among the main issues is how many federal dollars, if any, can be accepted, and how many low-income people should receive health coverage, and how much coverage should they get. The House has approved its own plan to spend almost $3 billion in state money over the next decade to help low-income Floridians purchase private insurance. But in the run-up to that vote, some moderate Republicans in swing districts have been targeted by health advocacy groups hoping to sway some votes in their favor.
Representatives Manny Diaz Jr. and Eric Fresson are putting politics ahead of working families. The Florida House is trying to block federal tax money that should go to expand health coverage for hardworking families in Florida. Instead,
the SEIU, a public employee union, has run ads like this one targeting Representatives Manny Diaz and Eric Fresson of Miami. Both lawmakers, though, ultimately voted no. So far, 14 states have voted against the Medicaid expansion, while 20 have said yes. And legislative leaders are well aware of Florida's role as a pivotal swing state. So when asked about the consequences of saying no, House Speaker Will Weatherford said,
if enough states reject the all-or-nothing approach, and we're starting to see that in a lot of states that have a lot of population, I think you could see the federal government maybe go back and look at the way they're implementing PPACA, and that's our hope as well.
PPACA is the federal health law. A potential compromise between the House and Senate plans seems to be going nowhere. And Weatherford also hinted that the legislature could finish its business next Friday and leave the Medicaid issue unresolved. If that happens, a million more poor Floridians will remain uninsured. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.